virgin. Matthew chapter 6 and beginning in verse number 5. Matthew chapter 6 and verse number 5. The Bible says, "And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. When thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when you pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do, for they think they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him. After this manner therefore pray ye: Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." Let's pray together. Father, I thank you, Lord, now for the reading of the Word of God. Oh, Father, I pray for just a few minutes that you'd give me a traveling mind through the Scripture. I pray, Lord, you'd give me the very words that I need to say. Lord, my heart desire is to be your vessel and to be your voice. And, oh, Lord, I've set a guard about my mind and my mouth. I'd only say the things you say to, and nothing more and nothing less. Help us, I pray tonight, may we grow in grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord, in these last days, if there's ever been a time we need to pray, it's now. Lord, help us to be prayer warriors. Help us how to bear one another's burdens, so fulfill how the law of Christ. Help us to pray for sinners. Lord, as those before, I prayed for us when we was lost and undone. I pray, help us now, save souls, stir your people. And we'll praise you and we'll thank you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I want you to look back at verse 9, the first part where the Bible said, "After this manner, therefore, pray ye." I'm going to preach just a few minutes on prayer tonight and look at these verses and try to help us. Now, I know those of us been saved a while, this is a refresher course. I know that. But it's good to be reminded. Amen. Every bit of the Bible's good even when you know it. That's right. And we've got young Christians, though, and we're in a day. Now, listen, you can pray silently. Nothing wrong with praying silently. You sure can. But I'll tell you again, as I said a few minutes ago, I learned to pray by hearing others pray. Amen. I don't think it's in our hymn book, but that old church hymn, "Lies Raised On," there's a little song in there that says, "If I could hear my mother pray again." There's a lot of people can't even say that. They never heard her pray. That's right. Some of us is blessed to have praying mamas that got along with God and sought God and prayed for us and prayed for others. And we find here in these verses that these disciples are interested in prayer, and he's trying to teach them a pattern, a model, if you please. Someone said this is the Lord's Prayer. No, that's John 17. John 17 is the Lord's Prayer. This is a model prayer. Amen. And so he's given us something to help us learn about prayer tonight. Now, two things quickly. As introduction, verse 5, 7, 6 and 7, he warns us, first of all, in verse 5 and 7, of performers. He talks about a crowd that prays to be seen. It's just a big performance. They stand to be seen. Now, listen, sometimes people read this, well, that means you can't pray on a street corner. They read that verse. So that means you can't stand and pray. That ain't got nothing to do with it. He is talking about this crowd that's wanting the attention of men, the praise of men, the approval of men. That's what Jesus is warning about, not to be a performer when you pray. By the way, I hope the only praying you do is not just at church. Amen. I hope you pray at the house. Matter of fact, you can tell by the way a person prays in public a little bit about how they pray in private. Amen. But he warned us about performing. And so there's the word. But then he talks about prayer. There in verse 6 he said, but thou, when thou prayest, enter in thy closet. When thou shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. Thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. So he's talking about prayer. Then he begins to teach us some things. So I'll look about three things about prayer in our text we read tonight, and I'll be done. First of all, look at the when of prayer. What we find verse 5, 6, and 7, he said, and when thou prayest, in verse 5, when thou prayest, verse 6, and when you pray, in verse 7. Did you notice he didn't say if you prayed? Yeah. Amen. He said when you pray. I thought this, I jotted it down in my notes because I want to ask you something. Are you an if or a when? Amen. I hope you're a win. That's right. Because with God's people ought to be a praying people. When thou prayest. Hey, somebody said, how much do you pray? The Bible said, without ceasing. You say, preacher, how in the world can I do that? I've got to work. I've got to live. Hey, that's talking about being in an attitude of prayer. Always being in fellowship with God. Hey, you can talk to him while you work. You can talk with him while you're eating. You can talk with him riding down the road. There needs to be a continual fellowship, a continual communication between you and the Lord tonight. Oh, yeah, when thou prayest. Oh, yeah. Hey, we ought to be a people of prayer. I can say this in my heart. There's a pull inside of me to go pray. Amen. Hey, sometimes it's stronger than at others. I don't know about you. I have experienced the Spirit of God pulling me to go pray and spend some time, get up and get out and go back through the house or through the church where I'm at when I was praying. And next thing I know, 5, 10, I feel that pull to go right back to the place of prayer and go back and talk some more. Amen. Well, I'm glad God put that in the hearts of the people of God. I'm glad the Spirit of God is our prayer partner. Amen. That's what Romans 8's talking about. At them groanings that we have, that cannot even be uttered. That's the Holy Ghost doing the prayer. Hey, I tell you what, I've been asked to pray about some things, and I don't know how to pray about some things. Amen. I mean, somebody asks you about praying about them getting a job, going to take them out of church. I ain't real sure how I'm going to pray about it. Amen. That's right, because I know the will of God's for us to be in church. Well, I know you got to make believe, but I know all that. Don't get nervous. But I'm going to tell you something. I believe that as God has put the Holy Ghost on the inside of us, he is there to guide and to teach and to be our prayer partner. Oh, the wind of prayer. Oh, I pray you have a time daily. You get alone multiple times daily that you get along with God and talk to him. And if you'll be real quiet and be real still, he'll talk back. Amen. He does answer. I've been asked a few times, folks want to know the will of God. I say, I promise you this. If you really get honest and earnest and really begin seeking him, he ain't going to hide his will from you. Amen. He ain't never, Brother Brady, ever hid it from anybody. If you want to know it, he'll tell you. Amen. I'll be real honest. I think some folk afraid to know it. Amen. It might not be what you think it's going to be. Amen. But I promise you this, as we pray, there's an old mountain preacher, he's in heaven now. He told a long time ago, he said it don't hurt to pray a little extra for something. That's one reason I'm a little slow on the draw on some things around church. Somebody come by, what you going to do about that, preacher? I'm going to pray. Amen. I'm not going to jump when maybe you think I ought to jump. I just be real honest about it. Matter of fact, let me just say this to you. This is a side note, ain't in an outline, but I'll give it to you. How would you like me to treat you if that's you? Amen. All, you know, y'all did the dudes, kick them out, kick them out. You want us to kick you out real quick? Because ain't none of us perfect. If you are, I will pause a minute, let you leave the building. We might contaminate you. Amen. The rest of us all in flesh. Amen. This flesh gives me a problem, Brother Morris. It's my main enemy. Amen. So we need that time of prayer. Why? That helps us get our minds on what it ought to be on. That helps us know how to walk, how to talk. That prayer time, that communication with the Lord. So the when of prayer. Then now look secondly in verse 6 at the where of prayer. The Bible said there in verse number 6, but when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. When thou shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. The where place, that place that you get alone with God. Now, I'm going to say something. That place can be just about anywhere. I'm talking about a place where you get really alone with God. Now, I know you can pray in your vehicle going to work. I know that. And that beats doing anything else going down the road. Amen. But I don't say this. You do need a place. Amen. A literal place that just you and God get alone. Amen. He said a closet here. He talks about the psalmist in Psalm 91, verse 1, talked about what he called the secret place. Now, that closet can be a literal closet. It sure can if you've got room in it. Depends on how many pairs of shoes you own. Say amen, fellas, your one chance tonight. Amen. It can be a literal. I preached there, and Rhonda said last night, that pastor, and this is, he showed it to me. In his house, he has a closet built. I ain't saying you got to do that. He's got a closet built. It's got a place to kneel and a place to hold his Bible and his prayer journal, and he can shut the door, and it's soundproof. That's pretty good. But he's got a place. Hey, your place could be the basement if you got one. Good place to get alone. Hey, it could be your bedroom. Amen. Get in there. Get away from everybody and everything. Shut the door. It may be the bathroom. Go and get alone. It could be, my friend, the woodshed or a workshop. But you need a place, a literal place, that you get along with God and you can shut out everything else. One good thing would be to leave your phone in another room. Amen. We're too worried about that thing anymore. I'm just real honest. I know I talk about it some. Some people get upset. You get preaching about their phone, social media. I'm not against the things. Are you hearing me? I'm not against the things. It's the fact those things have overtaken us. They have us. Amen. Hey, I'm saying you need a place to get away from everyone and everything for just a little while every day and talk to God for yourself. Now, I'll pray for you. As your pastor, I love you. And your Sunday school teacher pray. Your deacons pray for you. That on the back of the bulletin where it's divided up, the alphabet for those deacons, they pray for you. And thank God they do. But you hear me tonight. You need to pray for yourself. Amen. You need that place where just you and God have some time together. It's more important than Hollywood. It's more important than the job. It's more important than family. It's more important than all the world combined. You need a place to get along with God. Amen. Oh, friend, wherever that place is, you get there. It might be the woods. Now, back at Jubilee, the Edwards family sung on Friday night. I know Miss Anna spooked a few folk. I ain't been around some old-timer get loose like that. She's all right. I'm going to tell you, she walks with the Lord. She still prays up above the house in the woods. At her age, yeah, she climbs the bank. She got a Ziploc baggie full of cards from preachers. And she prays for preachers, and she got a list of sinners she prays for every day. Amen. You say, preacher, I'd mess up my clothes out in the woods. Well, it might not do you too much harm if you did. Amen. Sometimes their pride gets in a lot of way. That's right. But wherever your place is, get to it. Don't let anything or anyone stand in your way. When I pastored in Burnsville for a number of years, and I was a fella, and he'd done been gone a long time in heaven before I ever went to Burnsville. They was telling me about him. He lived up the road from where the church was, and that he had a set time and he had a set place every day that he got along with God. And if you showed up at that time, he gave you just a few options. You could go pray with him. You could sit there till he got done, or you could go home. But he wasn't going to give up that time and that place with the Lord. By the way, that's why churches of days gone by had power in them. Folk got in the prayer place before they ever went to church. It was a daily thing of prayer. Amen. So you need a place. That's the where. Amen. A place to get along with God. Well, not only we see the when, the where, but let's look thirdly, verse 9 through 13, at the way to pray, for he gives us this model prayer, this example of prayer. We find, first of all, in verse 9, our approach that we see. He said there in verse 9, after this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. How do we approach God, preacher? Well, we see the person we're approaching is God. Amen. You are not praying to the wind. You're not praying to the dark. Amen. You're not praying to an idol God. You are praying to the true and the living God. Amen. He is very much so alive. He ain't dead. He's alive and well. And we are approaching him. We have access to the very throne of God tonight. We that are saved. If you're not saved, you don't have access. You're on the outside. You can't come inside. But we that are saved, we can come before the throne of grace. Amen. The very holy of holies is approachable for the child of God. Amen. Not many get there much anymore, but you can get right in there where he's at. Amen. If you'll set aside everything else, and boy, you set your face like a flint toward his throat, you can get in the very holy of holies where God's at. Amen. Oh, friend, our approach. If the person we're, hey, we see the praise and reverence in our approach. For he said, hallowed be thy name. I want to tell you something. Look up here. I love my mom and daddy, and I have access to their house. I can eat their food, I can sit on their couch, I can go there anytime I want to go. But I ain't no way going to bust in the door and go to ranting and raving and taking over. Amen. I don't call my daddy an old man. That's right. He's my daddy. My mama's not the old lady. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, if I wouldn't disrespect my earthly parents, I sure wouldn't go in there and disrespect God. Amen. The very one that puts breath in my lungs, makes my heart beat, feeds me and clothes me and keeps me in my right mind, I wouldn't go in there and disrespect him. Amen. Now, I don't go in afraid. Amen. I can go boldly. I've got confidence. Hey, he has invited me in. Amen. But I'll go in and I'm respectful. And as I pray and bow my head, I say, dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for saving me. Thank you for your mercy, for your grace. I began to give him praise and began to show honor to who honors do. Oh, yeah. Hey, friend, that approach. I'm going to tell you something. You don't go in smacking your bubble gum. You don't go in nonchalant. You don't go in and think it's just an old little trip through the drive-thru. Amen. Hey, we're going in before the very throne of God. I think about the book of Esther when I think about praying. You ever think about the book of Esther when you pray? Esther could not come in before the king without him stretching forth that golden scepter. And do you understand, before she went in there to even try it, she got herself dressed up. She didn't go in there just like she'd rolled out of the bed. She didn't go in there like friend this and any old. She wanted to be just right. She approached the king. And I'm going to tell you something. When I get down to pray, I'm approaching the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and I want to make a right kind of approach with reverence and true praise and holiness before God. Amen. Oh, friend, our approach is to be that of respect and that of showing glory and honor to Him. And then not only our approach in verse 9, but our appeal in verse 10 through 13. For he begins his prayer, his asking. He said, you ought to pray for God's plan and God's purpose. For it said there in verse number 10, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. You know what? I think when we pray, we ought to want the will of God. We ought to want the plan of God for our life, the purpose of God for our life. I done seen what I can do. It ain't very impressive. Matter of fact, what I do makes a mess. Amen. Let's just be real good and honest. You ever get a whole bunch of plans and go in and talk to God and hope He'll get in your plans? Huh? Oh, yeah. I've come up with some wild stuff a few times. Amen. But I know this, His plan's perfect. What He wants is best. Amen. Hey, sometimes as best is the word no. Amen. Sometimes as best is wait. That's right. Hey, we see that he said, now pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. I'm going to tell you something right there. That praying, that's rough. That's hard on the flesh. Yeah, that's right. Hey, when it's your special need, it gets a little hard to pray, thy will be done. It's not as hard praying for somebody, but when it's for you, saying, Lord, thy will be done. I want your plan, your purpose is what I want. Amen. He's talking about the kingdom. Sure, there's a millennial reign coming. I'll be glad when it takes place too. Amen. I like the fact that they ain't going to get to vote on him. I mean that. He's coming to take over. Amen. He ain't coming to ask permission. He's coming to take over. Amen. You say, you really believe all that white horse riding and all that? You better believe I do. Amen. Hey, I don't know about dogs and cats making it to heaven, but I know there's horses in heaven. Amen. And we're going to ride on them one day. Yes, sir. Hey, I'm glad for the millennial reign that's going to take place. But there's a little ground between here and there, and I'm praying God that our plan and our purpose be all in between there. Amen. Hey, you'll stay out of trouble going with God's plan. Amen. So we see our appeal. We're wanting God's plan, God's purpose. Then we see we're asking for God's provision in verse 11. He said, give us this day our daily bread. Now, we have to admit something. All of us going to have to admit this. Best of my knowledge with all of us sitting here, there ain't none of us had to do without today. We've all had food. You may not chose to eat it, but it was available. Ain't it amazing? Look up here a minute. Look up here. Ain't it amazing you can go to that pantry and open that door, boxes and cans and everything. I mean, all ain't got nothing to eat. Do you ever listen to yourself and you say, I've caught myself saying that one time or two. I quit saying it. I said, that's crazy. I just got to be honest, it just don't look appealing. Amen? That's right. Hey, we're not necessarily having to pray, but I'm going to say this, we ought to understand we just need what we need for today. A lot of folk, listen to me, spend too much time on tomorrow. Amen? Hey, all you got's right now. That's all we got. Amen. He said, ask God to provide you on a daily basis. Amen. I learned one thing when I was on the road as an evangelist, and what you're living on is a God only knows income. Fixed income's better. That's right. You heard me right. You talk about fixed income, it's better than a God only knows. It's hard to plan much. Amen. But you know what I learned? Every day God feed us and God take care of us. All I had to do is I just say, Lord, and I want to tell you something. There was some times. There was some times for us. They wasn't nothing. They wasn't no money. And say, God, you know what we're going to do? What little money we got, I'll feed the kids. Get on in the secret place and pray. And man, the next morning, somebody knocking on that fifth wheel door and have a big old cooked ham in their hands. And somebody else, not even the same one, coming with a pan of biscuits. I know what that's like. I do. And I'm going to tell you, God will do it. Amen. He provides for His children. Amen. Hey, not only see God's vision, but God's pardon in verse 13. I'm trying to hurry. I'm normally done for this time, most time, but I can't help it. Amen. He said there about God's pardon in verse 12. He said, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Now, I want to say something about this part of the prayer. This is not the prayer of a sinner, but of a saint. A sinner, someone asked months ago, preacher, do you know anything about a sinner's prayer? Closest thing I can come is where that one fella beat his chest and just said, God be merciful to me, a sinner. Or that thief on the cross in Luke 23, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. It got them saved. Amen. I don't know what the rest of them all talking about. Amen. All I know, your heart turned toward God and away from your sin, you can get saved. Amen. But he's talking to saved. He's talking to the saints of God. Because, hey, though we're saved, we still sin. Now, sinless perfection, I'm going to tell you something. I ain't reached that, and I'm not in this body. But I ought to be sinning less, and so should you. Because we do have the Holy Ghost living in us, where we have a choice. Romans 6, 7, 8 will teach you, you've got a choice after you're saved. Whose members are you yielding your body? Who are you giving your members to? Sin, or are you giving them to the Savior? Amen. Hey, we find that this plea of this verse is a child of God who has grieved his heavenly Father by some wrong attitude, thought, word, or deed, and needs parental forgiveness. Amen. Hey, listen to me. I've done things in my life growing up that was really grieved my parents. And I've had to tell them I'm sorry. Amen. Hey, and so much more, my heavenly Father. Let him know I'm sorry. Now I will say something. That verse 12, that is a tough verse. Somebody said years ago, you listen to what I'm saying before you jump to any conclusion. He made this statement. He said, I wish there's some things the Bible didn't say. That right there might fit that. For he said, look at it again. Forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. That word debtors there means a delinquent, a transgressor against God. But here it also means this. Those who have not yet made amends to those whom they have injured. Though somebody's done us wrong, you got to forgive. That ain't easy on the flesh. That ain't easy on the flesh. But it's in the Word of God. Amen. Hey, we find that when we sin, and by the way, people talk about the sins that King David committed. I want to remind you, he was a great repenter. Amen. He'd repent, get really right with God. I'm going to tell you something, a true child of God will want to repent. I don't want to walk around days and days and days with unconfessed sin in my heart. That's a miserable state to be in as a child of God. Amen. Hey, get that sin, that walk, get it cleaned up with God. Hey, then God's protection, verse 13, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Hey, asking God, asking the Lord to keep us on the highway of holiness. Amen. Keep us in the path of righteousness. Amen. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. If God don't help us, we would wander off into sin. Amen. I need God to help me in walking right. I'm going to tell you something. This old flesh is bent toward sin. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. That's why it's an appeal to it. Hey, I'm looking forward to getting a new body myself. My soul's saved as ever going to get, but this flesh ain't saved yet. Amen. But when I get it, I'm going to really shout. Getting a body ain't going to sin ever again. Won't that be wonderful? Amen. Hey, we're asking God to guide. God, help us to stay in the highway of holiness. And then I'm going to close. He said in our amen, verse 13, for he said, amen. Let it be so, so be it. Oh, yeah. And I want to add this in, and though it's not in our text, I want to remind you of it. John 14, verse 13, Jesus said, whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Every prayer needs to be in Jesus' name. I think I shared this months ago, but I'm going to do it one more time. You need to be reminded of it. If Bill Gates would write you, or big old Donald Trump, write you a $1 million check tonight, everything spelt right, even the computer's printed everything out, they got your name spelled right, all them zeros are there. And you take that check to the bank in the morning, and you fill out your deposit slip, and you sign the back of that check, and you slide it up there with a big grin on your face to that cashier. And don't tell me you wouldn't grin with a $1 million check about to go in your account. Amen. Slide it over there, and you can say, did you notice whose check that is? Oh, I see up in the corner. Yeah, yeah. And then she slides that check back at you and said, I can't deposit, can't cash it. And you're first reply, what do you mean you can't cash, you can't deposit it? Is it insufficient funds? Why, no. Well, what's wrong? He didn't sign the check. And that name released the funds for you to get it. And I'm going to tell you, if you want to touch heaven, you're going to have to come through the Son. Amen. It ain't Mary, it ain't no other way. It's through Jesus Christ himself that we have access to the throne of God. There are times I get down to pray and I even just say it out loud. Just reminds me, well, Father, I come to you the way you ordained through your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, yes. Hey, the Holy Spirit urging us on as we pray. I'm going to throw this out too, and I didn't have it in the message, but I do want to remind you this. According to Romans chapter 8, the Spirit of God's in us and we can cry. We've got that spirit of adoption. We can cry, Abba, Father. Man, that word Abba, they tell us, that's that first time that a child rolls that name of that parent off, that daddy's name off. For it does mean Papa, Daddy, Father. This ain't happened a lot, but I have had it happen before. Go to the secret place and pray. Boy, my heart, I've been just seeking him, and boy, I've been walking in good fellowship with him. And I've heard the Holy Ghost speak to my heart, said, go ahead. Go ahead. Call him Abba. It's okay. Call him Papa. He'll love it. You say, you're crazy. Well, I'm happy. You're the one miserable. Amen. And I ain't never done that disrespectfully. I ain't ever done it every time. But boy, when the Holy Ghost gives me liberty to say it, I will. Because there's just something about knowing he is my Father. That's something you need to grab a hold of in your prayer. He's your Father. Amen. You're not an outsider. You're family. Amen. Ain't it wonderful to have access to the throne of God tonight? Father, take this message, this Bible instruction, use it for thy glory. Help us to hide your word in our heart. Help us to apply the word of God in our daily walk. And Lord, everything you do, we praise you and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, heads bowed, eyes closed. I've done my best just to give some Bible instruction tonight, but maybe there is somebody that's come in tonight. Say, preacher, I'm not saved. Remember me in prayer. Anybody at all, preacher, you lift your hand. I'm lost. Anybody? Maybe there's a child of God here with a burden upon your heart tonight, and you'd like to be remembered in prayer. Preacher, pray for me. There's something on my heart. Amen. Hands are going up everywhere. I want us to stand. Brother Tim, what are we going to sing? Sweet hour of prayer. This always, if you need to come, come. I'm not going to drag nothing out, but there's opportunity. There's an old-fashioned altar. You can come. Say, preacher, we've already prayed. You can pray again. I'm glad there's help in the Lord tonight while we're singing.